It's the most wonderful time of year with March Madness underway. On today's episode of the Natty Boys, we break down the bracket and give you our predictions on what's going to happen in March. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
Welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is March 16th, and we're joined today by Mark Titus from The Ringer. I just assumed since we were talking basketball tonight that he would pop on randomly. He seems to be on every other podcast talking college basketball this week. So why'd we be any different?
Yep, we're the one sports podcast in the entire world that doesn't have him on this week, which. Which is weird because we're tied for first with the highest ranking in all sports podcasts, according to iTunes. So. Yep.
We can't get any better than our five stars.
Yep. Thanks, spouses and friends.
And G-Money. Maybe if we give some shout outs to people winning our basketball pool this next couple weeks, maybe we'll get a couple more ears on the podcast and we'll see. You never know. Maybe there's a million prizes. People out there right now and the stats have been all wrong. So.
And for those of you that are joining us for the first time because you found out about us through our bracket, welcome, friends. We'll be sure to alienate you soon enough, don't worry.
Yep, I'm sure something will be said that pisses you off and you unsubscribe and unfollow us on Twitter. After I said a couple...
Fuck Xavier, fuck Duke, fuck Michigan.
Fuck Gold Star.
LeBron's a joke.
If anybody likes Gold Star as listeners, we don't want them as a listener anyway.
I'll probably call Tom Brady a... at some point.
I don't know. That's probably fine by most. I doubt that. I don't think we really have the Northeast. There might be a couple Patriots fans every now and then, but
they seem to be all over the place, and they multiply.
Yeah.
They're like roaches.
With each championship, they just keep popping up. It's like a zombie apocalypse.
So I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but... We were right. The fucking selection show was trash this past Sunday.
Awful.
So my one complaint about the selection show has always been that they just drag it out. They make every single like matchup such a big build up. The one positive side to me was the fact that you got the final bracket a lot quicker than normal, I think. Because honestly, I would prefer if they just said, here's the fucking bracket, and then I turn it off and go about my day.
I would prefer that also.
Yeah, so I think it was closer to that. But the whole, I don't understand why. Obviously, I mean, we already talked about how stupid the fact that they were going to list all the teams first and then get into it. But the fact that they also like listed them alphabetically, that just and for some reason that was worse to me.
They screwed that up a couple times with some teams too, didn't they? Like there's some colleges out there that go by different. Like it might have been Brooklyn.
The one that I saw was one of the Saint Bonaventures, because it's technically SA, but they had it as ST, so it was behind a bunch of the S teams.
And I could be wrong, but I want to say the Long Island University of Brooklyn. I want to say that they go, maybe they put them under Brooklyn. They were something weird with one of the ones that like, maybe it was Buffalo. So like Buffalo. Because they go by State University of New York Buffalo.
Right.
Although it's weird. Buffalo, or not Buffalo, New York, Wisconsin, UNC, or North Carolina, and there's a couple other states, but I think the two that I know for sure, Wisconsin and New York, the way their college systems are, they do that. Where it's weird, like they're all UW and then Whitewater, UW, Madison, UW, and they're all separate colleges, but they're all, it's like some sort of state thing. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
But aside from the alphabetical mistakes, that the show itself was just a joke anyway. It was
terrible.
And it's not like the selection show is great. You know, like it does exactly what you want it to do, where it goes through and kind of lists all the teams, or it used to, where it just lists the matchups. And that was half the fun, was seeing like the 15 seed, you know, they get to play North Carolina this year and they're excited, you know, that they, it's not, the excitement isn't that they made the tournament, because if right. you're a 15 seed, you're probably one of the, you know, one of the conference champions right. from a shitty conference.
Yeah.
I think what they were banking on was like getting that moment twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we made it. And then usually, you know, later, like, oh, we're a 11 seed playing, you know, Florida. It's like, right. it kind of gives you the, I think that's what they're going for, is having that moment twice. But really, I think you get two much lesser moments yeah. that kind of yeah. sum together aren't what it used to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's a net loss.
I loved how annoyed Ernie Johnson was with the whole setup. Like, you could just yeah. he was kind of hosting it, and you could just tell that he didn't like the format that yep. they were doing now. And he just kind of, but that's kind of his attitude whenever he deals with Charles and Kenny Smith anyway. Yeah. So
he gets worn right. around by the time yeah, they get on right. camera. He's been there for 8 hours with them.
Yep.
They, the live studio audience was something to behold too. That was like weird. Almost like they got like 8 people from each like mid-major team that might be in the tournament, because I don't remember who it was, but it was a small school like that doesn't have a massive fan base that would stretch across the country, and they had a bunch of people cheering for them. So I'm like, I don't know if they like invited certain people from some of the smaller schools that got the automatic bids.
They were just extras.
I don't even know where they film. Atlanta, probably, I'm guessing, if it's TNT.
Here's a hat. You're on that side. Here's a hat. You're on that side.
Yeah, yeah, right. I think that's probably how it was. It's probably a really is. Go yeah. cheer for this team whenever they get announced.
If anyone asks, you went to Stephen F. Austin.
Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin. Yeah.
They just became my favorite team.
But... yeah, so far, as we're recording this on Thursday, we're in the middle of the afternoon or the evening games. There hasn't been a whole lot of craziness. Early on, the first two games, that first game, the Rhode Island-Oklahoma game, that was a hell of a finish.
That was.
The Rhode Island game, the Rhode Island player driving to the bucket as time's expiring,
yeah.
Gets a putback, and the ball just rolls right off the rim.
Yeah,
that would have been really sweet if that had happened, but... other than that, like, it was, when that happened, I was like, all right, buckle up. This is going to be a crazy day. And it really hasn't been. Yeah. There have been some games that were closer than you would have expected, like the Gonzaga game.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been, I mean, it wasn't what we expected necessarily with the quote-unquote wide-open tournament this year.
Right. So. Yeah, and really the only upset so far is Loyola knocking off Miami. Yeah. But nowadays, any seed between a 9 through 12, it's mm-hmm. hard to consider yeah. that an upset.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, the 12-5 is always a popular one. There's always one 12-5. I feel like you see a lot more 11 seeds sixes. That are knocking off the yep. sixes. And obviously, when you're in the 7-10 or 8-9, it's you're pretty evenly matched. So
yep.
Until you get like a 13 or 14 seed getting a victory, it's really hard to get too excited about an upset, but we'll see if they, you know, tomorrow brings us a little bit more, or even the evening games. Hopefully Montana can knock off Michigan.
A lot of people, see, that's the thing too, and we had that with Miami and Loyola Chicago, is Miami's not a 6-seed quality team.
No.
But they're a 6-seed name, like, if that makes any sense. Like, and you right. see that Michigan, not so much, that's probably not the case this year, but you see that from time to time. That's why I think you see a lot of those weird 6-11, 7-10. Although 7-10, yeah. it's really... when I was working on my upset blog for picks, there were a lot of 7-10 games I liked, but I'm like, that's kind of cheap. That's not really... yeah, that's like taking a 9 over an 8, calling it yeah. an upset.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, that 6-11 matchup, I feel like you said, it's a Loyola team that's probably better than a lot of other... like. Previous year's 11 seeds, but then you got a Miami at 6, who, if they weren't Miami from the ACC, they'd probably be, you know, 7, 8, 9 seed type of team.
Yeah.
So I see that the week off didn't really hurt the Buckeyes that much, Woody.
Well, no. The interesting about that game is, and I don't follow college basketball. I've said this before, I don't follow college basketball too closely during the regular season. But all throughout the year, the Buckeyes have been—they're not a three-point shooting team. They don't take a lot of threes, and they don't make a lot. And I think they're like 200-something, like most threes attempted during the regular season. Hmm. They fired up 40 threes during the game today. So, and between them and San Diego State, they combined for 71 threes. Jesus. So it was a shootout. But yeah, I mean, they look pretty. Yeah, they look pretty good. Bates Diop, he's pretty tough. Big Ten Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. But he and that Dom guy for San Diego State, they kind of took over in the first half. I think they both each had 17 points.
It was really close there for a while. Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, they went back and forth. Ohio State, it was tied at halftime. Yep. Ohio State kind of got out to lead early in the second half, and then San Diego State closed the gap on them, and they ended up tying it up at 70, and then twice Ohio State got fouled shooting a three, and they made all seven free throws. Or I guess they made one, and it was an and one, and he made it.
Yeah.
And then they made all three of the free throws in the next. So basically they got 7 points out of that and never looked back. But, yeah, it was a lot closer than I think they thought it was going to be. But, yeah, like you said, DB, that you know it was kind of unclear how they're going to come out after being off for an entire week, having the Big Ten tournament so early on or you know early on in the year. And then also them losing early in the Big Ten tournament. Really, you were really worried about that rust. But it didn't hurt them here. We'll see how they fare against Gonzaga on Saturday. Gonzaga didn't look great today either. So
a lot of people were taking them to beat Xavier if they get past this week, first weekend, and I don't know that they can now that after seeing them play the first night.
You see this a lot, though, where the teams will come out flat first round, and then they turn it on later. Like I mean, even you'll see one seeds that you know they'll win by single digits, and everyone's like, "Oh wow, like maybe they're not going to go that far." Then they'll just go on a tear. So it's hard to judge by one game. So we'll see. I think the Gonzaga Ohio State matchup should be pretty good.
I mean, even when you go back to when we were in college, when OU almost beat Florida the one year. That was the year that Florida won the national championship. So, you know, they stayed with Florida the entire game to the end. It was one of the best. It was one of the craziest games I've ever seen. And Florida.
That just means the Bobcats were the second best team in the country.
I know. They should get a license plate.
We're going to retroactively claim the runner up title like UCF.
I'll write it on my. I've got an OU license plate for my car. I'll just write it underneath it.
Like make sure you cover up the tag.
put a little strip
and get pulled over. Sir, I'm sorry. So, they were the national champs that year.
We were talking about like 16 ones, and everyone's saying that this was the year that Penn was finally going to make, you know, because Kansas isn't that great, and Penn is supposedly underseeded at 16. Yep. And the game was close early, but it still ended up being almost a 20-point game at the end.
I think 16 or 17?
Yeah, it was 76-60, I think, was the final.
Because 13 was the spread, and I know a lot of people were sweating that one.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to ask what your guys' thoughts were on that, because it's never happened before. It's going to happen some point.
Yeah, and Xavier, Friday.
I was going to say, if it was going to be this year, it was going to be that Penn game. But obviously, you know, they didn't. You know, maybe Xavier, I don't know. I don't see Villanova or Virginia losing in the first round. But it's got to happen one of these days. I mean, you've seen, I think, four times a two seed has beat a 15. And really, the difference between a 2 and 15 isn't that much more than a difference between a 1 and 16.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
And I'm not even trying to be a dick, because, I mean, I'm a couple of us on the podcast are UC fans, but Xavier's the weakest one seed in the tournament this year by far.
That's not even being a dick. Xavier fans will admit that shit.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing, too, is in Xavier, I don't think it's going to happen to Xavier, but Xavier is the kind of team that will lose to a 16 seed, because they don't play great defense, and sometimes you get those 16 seeds that they've got like those, they've got the 23-year-old like sixth year senior that's just going to rain threes.
Yeah,
that's. I feel like if you can get a guy that can get on from beyond the arc, then you can beat anybody. So.
Yeah.
Like it'll
like
happen.
Davidson's run with Steph Curry, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
right. Same thing.
I feel the same way about Duke. I feel like Duke's one of those teams that could lose a 116 eventually, because I feel like they're similar to Xavier.
People don't talk enough about how much Duke they won national titles, and they get far probably more often than not into the tournament, But they've had a lot of early, like, first weekend upsets and a lot of, like, early exits when they shouldn't have. And everyone talks, like, you know, like Duke is just this team that every year they're in the Final Four, you just have to figure out if they're going to make it all the way. Like, that's not the case.
Like, yeah, I know. And they were one of the few two seeds that have lost to a 15, and they got beat by Lehigh that one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's almost happened to him with someone else, too. I'm trying to think
who did UK get beat by the one year that was kind of bad?
That was in the NIT.
I kind of knew that. That's
speaking of it, did NKU beat Louisville?
No, they lost.
See, they were winning at one point. I saw it then. Because I figured Louisville was going to lose that game because they just didn't give a shit. Like, like they took a team vote. They didn't want to be in the NIT if they got invited.
What's that say? One of the funny things that I saw was like, the Barstool colleges, like they all kind of have their own individual Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. And like Barstool Louisville was talking shit to Barstool NKU. It's like, can you really do that about an NIT victory? Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
You got to think about the kind of guys that are running those accounts on campus, though. They're probably the biggest tool bags.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know the one that, and this isn't to talk shit to Witty or anything, but the guy that runs the Ohio State one might be the biggest douche in there on earth. Like,
I don't even like the UC one, like the Barstool Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm, you can tell they're just
not a big fan.
Yeah, yep. It's like
it's probably. Yeah. I'll bleep his name.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Talking about someone I want to hit with a Stone Cold Stunner.
Fiona's like, just, God, you stop, you little prick.
Yeah, he's such a fuck. But no, the year that. So I went up to Indianapolis back when the RCA Dome was still around. And, of course, it was going to be the first chance that UC and UK were going to have to play each other in God knows how long. The UK was a 2 seed, and Cincinnati, I can't remember if Cincinnati was a 7 or 10. I think they were a 7. But it was, you know, Jihad Muhammad
Andy
was on
Kennedy
that team.
Andy Kennedy era?
No, he went to the NIT.
Okay.
Huggins was still
Kennedy
there.
Era. Gotcha.
But it was Jihad Muhammad was on that team. I'm trying to think who else was on that team. But that was a year that UK got scared by EKU. And I think they ended up winning handily. But it was one of those, like, everybody in the building, like, was either, if you weren't a UK fan, you were rooting for EKU in that entire place.
Got to watch out for those directional Kentucky teams.
Yeah, that's right. But no, just thinking about Louisville and NKU right there, that made me think of that. But but yeah, I don't know. I mean, our only other shot at, we got Virginia and Xavier, the only two number one seeds left to play that I don't think Virginia will get knocked off. They're just too good defensively, obviously. And I mean, I would laugh my ass off. I don't think I'd stop laughing for the rest of the weekend if it happened. But there's no way Xavier's going to lose. Like, that's
no.
Yeah.
But they're the type of team, like, they're like another number one seed with the same type of, you know, makeup of Xavier. If they run into a hot shooting team in a 16 seed, that it could be trouble.
Yeah. So looking at the bracket, you can't be mad at Cincinnati's draw this year with how they match up with the teams that they will likely face, because on the lower end of the bracket you got Tennessee, which Tennessee did blow out the team that they played today by like 30 points.
Wright State.
Yeah, it was Wright State.
Yep.
But Virginia at the top has a much tougher road with having to play UK or possibly Arizona.
Their second round game is scary. Creighton and Kansas State.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yep.
Like, Virginia doesn't score a lot of points if they're another team. I mean, Virginia plays really good shutdown defense. If they make it to the Elite Eight and match up with Cincinnati, if they make it to the Elite Eight, we might have like a 54-48 type of game.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, people are going to be so bored at that game. Like, it's, but that's the way those teams play. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, literally everyone in their top half of the higher seeds has a shot at beating them.
Yeah. Yep.
And you don't see that often with the one seed. And I think maybe it's a little bit of bias here, but like, the only team I'd be afraid of is probably Tennessee, but everyone says that Nevada game is going to be a tough matchup, but I don't know enough about them. I just know the Pac-12 is kind of trash, so I'm not really that scared.
Well, right. I've heard that Texas would be a pretty tough matchup for UC too, because really? They have good bigs. But that it all depends on who wins that game on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they don't have to travel west. That's all.
No
that
shit.
They're not on the West Coast. I was like, hell yeah. I mean, Wichita basically switched places with them. Because Wichita is out in San Diego, so.
Yeah.
Has anyone heard if there's been any Xavier UC brawls down on Broadway in Nashville yet?
I did hear, like, that's all that they were talking about on Twitter today is how they're sharing a locker room down there. Yep. And that they just have to keep, like, switching which emblem they put on the door, like, when it's Xavier's turn to use the court versus when it's UC's turn.
I know.
It's like, that's awesome. We got to make sure security's there to clear the room out before Cincinnati walks in.
And before all the haters say, I'm sorry, I do realize that Nevada's in the Mountain West. I don't know why I said Pac-12. I think I had on my mind, I was looking at the Arizona State
season. Yeah, but I mean, the Pac-12 right and the Mountain West are the same quality of play. So.
Yep. That's true.
You're still right about the trash thing. You don't need to apologize.
Don't at me. One other thing, just looking at the bracket, I really like, and I'm sure they did it by design, but there are a lot of potential big rivalry matchups that you could get late in the tournament. Oh, yeah. So. Obviously, you could get a Xavier UC Final Four matchup.
That would be.
You could get crazy. Ohio State Michigan in the Elite Eight. You could UC Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Auburn Alabama in the Elite Eight. You could potentially have a Duke UNC championship game. So, it'd be interesting to see if any of those shakes out.
Syracuse Duke possibly.
Yeah.
In the Sweet 16, I don't think they'll get past Michigan State, but yeah. I feel like in the last, maybe it's just, I don't know what it is, but in the last like 3 or 4 years, I feel like they've been less hesitant to put those types of teams in the same pod or like the same, bottom half or top half of the regions. And a lot of times with all the automatic bids, their hands are tied now.
Right.
Yeah. There's so many automatic bids and it's just, it's getting out of control. Like I understand giving somebody the, you know, little carrot at the end of the string, like, hey, like, this conference tournament's a big deal, but really at the end of the day, would you rather see a team like Murray State or would you rather see another middle of the road ACC or Big Ten team? I'd probably rather have one of those teams because they've got a better shot at running the board and having some upsets because they do still have those 5-star, 4-star athletes. But I do like watching the team. I'm on both sides of the fence here because I like watching the teams like, I don't know anything about Murray State this year, but there's my example I was using of guys that have been there for 4, sometimes 5 years. And they can really run the system and they can put the fear of God in some of these teams that run more on a one and done type system like UK and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I don't know. I feel a little bit let down by the first half of the first day, but I don't know. I'll never complain about watching basketball, I guess.
Right.
So hopefully you joined our Mill Iron Sports Challenge on ESPN for tournaments and you filled your bracket out where you can win a Mill Iron Sports t-shirt and prize pack. Sure. But we're going to go through and list our final fours that we had for the brackets that we filled out in that challenge. And to start in the South, you can call me a homer all you want, but I have the Bearcats in the Final Four. It's going to be a tough road for them because they're going to have to play most likely Tennessee after if they can get past Georgia State and either Nevada or Texas. But it's either Virginia, Arizona, or Kentucky that they're probably going to be playing in the Elite Eight, and that's going to be a tough game too. My other three were North Carolina. And then on the other side, I have Villanova and Auburn. Auburn is kind of my dark horse. They're a 4 seed coming out of the Midwest. And they have Auburn. This is probably the best Auburn team that they've had since Charles Barkley was there. So that's the only reason I picked them.
Yeah.
Auburn's one of those teams I either see in the Final Four or not making it out of the first weekend.
Right.
Yeah. Like that's just one of those. I don't know much about them and I don't know what to expect out of them. But, but I'm with you there. I know they got a good team, but. It's kind of like Texas Tech. I don't know how to trust a team like Texas Tech that doesn't really have the storied program, but they're high seed.
Yeah.
I feel like anytime I see a school that's a high seed that I think of more as a football school. Right. I just have a hard time thinking, oh, they're actually legitimately good. Like, yep. It, for some reason, my mind can't. I can't think of it in two
it's
different
like they
ways.
Can't pretty... be good at two sports, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. So,
well, my final four, I right there with DB, and call it a homer pick if you want, but I think their defense is going to wreak havoc on teams throughout the tournament. I'm going with Cincinnati coming out of the South. I think this is the best Mick Cronin team we've ever seen. I think they've got guys like Jacob Evans and Jaron Cumberland that can take over the game offensively when needed. Gary Clark's an absolute beast when he needs to be too.
Yeah.
I think they can put up points if they get into a track meet, but I don't think they will have to allow that to happen because they're going to shut teams down.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the West, I've got the UNC Tar Heels. I think with Xavier getting bounced in the Sweet 16 by Gonzaga is kind of what I'm thinking there.
I think got that team wrong, but
who?
It's Ohio State that's going to bounce them in the
Sweet 16. Oh, I was like, wait, I'm not. Nice. I was like, did I look at my bracket wrong? And I was like, shit, this is the bracket I've been using. Did I mess up teams?
No,
because
no,
I've done that before. When I'm not, I've never done it. I've been grading brackets for a pool I used to be in all the time. There were like a couple hundred brackets, and we'd each get like 50 each. And people would screw up the line. Like, they would flip teams on the next lines. And then next thing you know, you've got an impossible matchup in the Sweet 16. You're like, what the hell's going to happen here? Like, you just hope it works itself out so you don't have to send an awkward email.
Right.
So coming out of the East up in the Villanova region, I got Villanova. I mean, I don't think the Big East was very good all around as a conference this year, but they were the best team in the Big East, and I think that they were very top heavy, the Big East was, and I think that they're probably the best team maybe in the country right now. And then coming out of the Midwest, thank God they didn't get upset by Penn, because I've got Kansas coming into the Final Four.
Who do you have them beating in the Elite Eight, Michigan State or Duke?
Duke. I got them beating Duke.
Nice.
Yep. I went back and forth on that Michigan State-Duke matchup a lot because I feel better after seeing how Ohio State responded, but I was very hesitant to put any sort of Big Ten team on a run because of the time off, and it's a timing thing. I just don't – yeah, it's great for people that are injured and need the time to rest, but I don't think that's going to bode well for a lot of these teams. And
yeah.
Michigan State's also one of those teams. They've had some bad losses this year. I forget who they got beat by someone pretty rough or pretty bad early in the year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think.
And when they got smoked by Ohio State before Ohio State was climbing the rankings that high. So I don't even know if Ohio State was ranked when they beat them. Were they?
I don't think so.
Not yet. Didn't they beat them by like 20 or close to 20? It was something like that. But they've had some bad losses. But so that my final four rounded out. It's Cincinnati versus UNC and then Villanova versus Kansas. And I've got a couple of blue bloods. I got UNC playing Kansas with Kansas winning it all, which I don't know why I do that. I feel like Kansas has won it, what, once?
Kansas
in the last, like,
always the letdown
20 years.
Year.
And I pick them. I pick them pretty much every single year, I feel like.
I like Bill Self, though. I think he's a good coach, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a lot of success at Kansas.
Was it Kansas that Syracuse beat that year with Carmelo Anthony and Hakeem Warwick?
I think it was, but that might have been when Roy Williams was still
at Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know I had Kansas. That was when we were, in high school still.
Yeah.
But I had Kansas picked in that game, and I would have won in the pool. I don't remember how much. It was a lot of money to me back then.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't anything now, but not to brag. But but yeah, I remember that, and I get burned by Kansas every year, I feel like.
I am a homer also. Out of the South, I have UC.
What an idiot.
I think that the Wichita State loss was big for them because they really bounced back really well to finish out the year, and they won a tournament. I think this is their year. I'm hoping that they don't have a massive injury like the last time it was their year. I've got Cincinnati coming out.
Jinxed it.
I know. I shouldn't have said it, but those of you that remember the Kenyon year, oh my God, that was the worst year to be a Bearcat fan ever.
Oh, did he go to UC?
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy.
He's actually a Big Three basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
out of the West, I'm actually going with Crosstown Shootout 2. So I'm going Xavier versus UC in the Final Four.
This fucking city will fucking
It would be so awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God. It would be so amazing if it happened.
I'm going to loot Skyline and when everything starts going to hell.
Anarchy! Give me some conies.
Start racking up that coney count. So you'll get to that coney count.
I'm like, wow, this guy ate 348 conies over the weekend, but we don't, looks like we've lost some money. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, before March ends, Mac, you need to get to 100 to keep up your,
I know.
Yep.
What am I at, 84?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So 16 in the next 2 weeks?
Mark my words, I will be at 16 before we record again.
Jesus.
Or I will be at 100 before we record again.
Jesus.
Nice. That's only 16 conies.
You dick.
I had 3 tonight, so.
Oh, wow, doable. Good job. It's doable. I've had 84 in 2.5 months.
Yeah. I'm already when close you say to it like having that, a heart attack. Depressing. I don't need 84 conies.
Yeah, I've but actually how many lost from the Skylines across the country have you gone to?
I only need to go to 2, the one by my work and the one by my house.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not some little Skyline slut that has to try every flavor before I decide which one's best. I
you going to get the green noodles on Saturday?
They're doing green noodles?
Yeah, for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, I thought about it, but that's room that I already feel dirty. I still get a Cholito sometimes when I go there just because I like the Cholitos. I need to maybe start toning that down because if you figure of all the Skyline trips, I'd probably be pretty close to 100 if I just got an extra coney instead of.
Right.
I'm always a Cholito guy. I'm not a coney guy when I eat in. But I mean, I love conies. Ever? I just don't eat them.
Cholito with spaghetti ever?
No.
I've tried it. I don't really like it.
Is that a thing? I've never even heard of that.
It's good stuff.
Nah. I feel like there's conies,
enough,
man.
There's enough carbs in the burrito, like tortilla, that I don't need to add more with more noodles.
I worked with a guy that did that Carbo on the regular, and he called them Spalitos. That's what he called them, Spalitos, spaghetti Cholito. And
that's
he got weird. Me hooked on them. They're good.
So the rest of your Final Four.
I know. Coming out of the East, I have Villanova. I just
fucking
think
A, dude.
Yeah.
We all have the same.
Embrace debate. Embrace debate. I think Villanova, like Mac said, best Big East team. I don't think they have a tough draw. I think they'll coast to the Final Four.
West Virginia will be tough if they get to them. But.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like West Virginia is one of those teams that always lets you down in the tournament, too.
Because they have a good football team.
Yeah. And I mean, I love Hugs, and I would love to see him. I would love to see him, you know, that get that far. But
they're a stereotypical West Virginia team this year where they play tough defense. They're stereotypical Huggins team. Play tough defense, have a tough time scoring the ball.
And have a 6'9 white trash dude that shoots threes.
Yep. Named Pitt Snoggle.
Oh, God.
My fourth team in the Final Four coming out of the Midwest is Duke. Bagley's just going to go off, I feel like. He's tough. I feel like he's really come on at the end of the year. I just think they're going to walk all over everybody, even though I hate them. And
how many intentional fouls will Grayson Allen have by the end of the tournament?
7. But yeah, that's my Final Four. I've got Cincinnati, Xavier, Villanova, and Duke.
Nice. Who you got winning it?
Going UC, man. I have to. I was telling DB they were getting me pumped up on ESPN the other day because they were talking about UC so much, and it's so weird to hear Cincinnati come up on ESPN and it be positive. So it got me, you know, really excited for the tournament. So I'm going Bearcats.
I don't know if I ended up saying who I had winning the championship.
I couldn't remember.
But I picked UC too, and I feel like if this is the year that UC actually wins it, and I didn't pick them in the bracket that I have for our blog, that I would feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
So it's 100% a homer pick, but I didn't want to be the guy that didn't have them winning it on the year when they do.
I would have gone the opposite there. I would have said, I'm not going to pick them to win it because don't want to be the reason they didn't win because I jinxed it by picking them.
Yeah.
I guess that's the other way to look at it, but I choose the way I said.
I went with the – this is probably the most, chalk bracket I've ever done. because I want to win this thing so I don't have to send a t-shirt out. I really hate going to the post office. So if I win this thing, I'm sorry, buddy. You finished third, random person. You're not getting a t-shirt. So, but please buy one.
Yeah.
No, we'll have to figure something out. If one of us... Well, you just text me or DM
me.
You
name your price.
Yeah, we get into a bidding war over a nice cotton t-shirt. We should probably talk about that at some point. If one of us wins it, what the course of action is, because I mean, I don't really have high hopes for my bracket. I sure as hell don't have high hopes for Hefe's bracket.
I think it's that everyone else that joined has to send us a t-shirt.
Of the company that they...
Their company. Their blog, yeah.
Their blog, yeah.
Yeah.
Deal. Hefe wears an adult medium.
Yeah,
just and he will send you a picture of him wearing it.
He prefers deep cut V's too.
Yes,
that's an awkward shirt on a guy my size. That
and if you sell shorts or sweatpants, shirt on a guy my size, the asshole cut out of them.
Yeah,
assless sweatpants and a V-neck shirt.
All right, Woody, give us your final four.
All right, what Max said, but with Duke. So I got UC coming out of the West. UC coming out of the South. Like we said earlier, I think their path is pretty easy. Obviously, Virginia, the number one overall seed, but I think they're very beatable still. North Carolina coming out of the West. From the East, I've got Villanova, and then I've got Duke coming out of the Midwest. I struggled with this a lot because, like I said earlier, there's a lot of potential like rivalry matchups that you could have. And I specifically don't pick those because I'm like, this stuff never happens in the tournament. So I had a couple times where I had like Duke and UNC in the finals. I'm like, nope, can't do that. I had a couple, and this is what I ended up having for my finals, was UNC and Villanova. But I was like, they just did that 2 years ago. They're not going to have that same finals again because it just feels like things don't work out that way. So I struggled with that a lot because I tried taking Kansas all the way. But I know Kansas, their big 7-footer sprained his knee earlier on in the month, I think it was. And he's back now, but there's always that question if he's going to be able to go night in and night out. So I was like, I don't know if I want to take them all the way. So I second-guessed myself probably about 10 times on this. But ultimately, I went with UC, North Carolina, Villanova, and Duke, and I've got Villanova winning it.
Nice. Yeah, I thought about Villanova a couple times too, but they've always got that reputation of flaming out. The one time that they've actually made a run, they won it all. So
yeah.
But they usually get the early boot. But Virginia is in the same way that with Kansas. Like, Virginia, their sixth man is done. So, yeah,
okay.
That's another reason I kind of was saying I don't think they could get to the Final Four. And they could get, I don't have them getting beat early by Arizona or Kentucky or anyone like that. But it could happen because if you lose your sixth man, that's tough come tournament time if one of your big guys gets in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So all four of us have UC and Villanova in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. And then three of the four of us have North Carolina. Yeah. So, I mean, like, and these early games are pretty important for us when it comes to points. So we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, it's surprising that we all picked, you know, a lot of the same people.
Yeah, so if anybody else picked UC, North Carolina, or Villanova, we're sorry. better luck next year. Hope you have a second bracket.
Yep. So I know we always end the show with what we're looking forward to this weekend, but I feel like all four of us are going to have the same answer, and that's just sitting on our asses and watching basketball, right? I'm doing a half day at work Friday so I can go home and watch the UC game and cry when they lose to Georgia State.
I took today and tomorrow off, and so I've had both days off for basketball. And there were some rough moments today where there was a true power struggle between me and the toddler over what was going to be on TV. whether it's going to be basketball or whatever random YouTube video she wanted to watch, or Sesame Street, which a little Kangaroo tip to song. All the dads out there. If you're watching Sesame Street, find the episodes with Nina in them. Makes it a little more tolerable. but no, they, I mean, I'm looking forward to basketball, but since I've been called out, I guess I'll be eating 16 conies over the weekend too. So I just have to find something else to eat on Saturday and Sunday.
We all want you to make your goal.
Oh, I'll make it. This summer is going to be once baseball season starts. Like, I'm pretty much a Skyline and breakfast diet. Like, I eat breakfast and I eat Skyline. That's all I do all summer with baseball going on. So
I mean, if you go to a couple Reds games too, I feel like.
Well, I'll have to take a home equity line if I'm buying Skyline down at the ballpark.
Yeah, that's nobody does that, Jefe.
But I usually buy one or two, and then I'll get some more on the way home. That's what I'll do. I'll have my coney or two for the photo op at the Reds game, and then I'll get my four on the way home after that one's kind of been digested. But yeah, I'll eat some conies, watch some basketball, hit the 100 mark in March, and keep on pace for my 400 coney challenge. Out of the gates, I thought I was going to have to up it to like 600.
I know.
But yeah.
Lately, I haven't been going out to lunch as much, so I need to get back on that fat train.
Your heart thanks you for not pushing it up to 600.
True. I don't know. I want to, compared to what I eat at other fast food places when I don't eat at Skyline, I might be better off doing the Skyline thing every day just because, like, $13 worth of Taco Bell is not good on the heart. Like,
true. No. Or especially like, you're ordering off the dollar menu.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm looking forward to basketball, and yeah, I'm going to try and bring back some Hungry Jefes because I got the market cornered on that now, so I got to find some weird foods to eat. So I might try to do that this weekend too, since all I'm going to be doing is sitting around watching basketball.
I'm looking forward to football season. I know we're in the middle of March Madness, but I kind of got excited because we talked about it a little bit last week. I think we all kind of assumed that Tyler Eifert was gone from the Bengals, yeah. And I think we were all kind of at peace with that, given the fact that he hasn't done anything for us because he can't stay healthy. But kind of deep down in the back of my mind, I wanted him to get one more shot, and they just signed him to a one-year deal today. So he's got a chance to prove that he can perform and he can stay healthy, and if not, or if he does, you know, they sign him long term, and if not, they probably let him walk. But he's just so fucking talented that it's worth the gamble. And they didn't overpay too much on him because I think, what are you saying, Mac? It's a million guaranteed.
I think million guaranteed with eight. It could be as high as eight with incentives that get hit.
Yeah, and if he hits those incentives, obviously it's worth it for the Bengals. Right. So. I'm definitely good with that move. So it's got me excited. I don't have to buy a new jersey. I've got my Eifert jersey. Maybe that's why he's injury prone. Maybe I should buy a new jersey.
Even at $8 million, I feel like that would have been a good deal for his talent. I thought he was going to go somewhere and just get a crazy payday somewhere.
I thought he was going to get 10 plus somewhere.
Yeah.
And not to get off on too much of a Bengals rant, but they get knocked a lot for decisions they make, but their contracts actually are really team-friendly most of the time. They've got one of the most friendly quarterback contracts. Really, all their big stars aren't killing, you know, cap space or anything. They're just go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's probably true all across the league. I think most people just see that bottom line and just jump to conclusions. Oh, you gave that guy $60 million, but really, when you look at it, you're guaranteeing him, you know, 12 plus all the incentives. So, I do think that the Bengals do a good job of having these team friendly deals, but I think a lot more teams do it than people realize.
All right, thanks for checking in on our March Madness extravaganza episode. Never got the call from Mark Titus, so I don't know what happened. Maybe he got the wrong number. So maybe we'll have to get him on for the Final Four. As always, you can always check us out on Twitter at Milliron Sports. In the bio for that has all of our individual Twitter handles. Be sure to check out the podcast on iTunes. Subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. If you didn't get in the bracket pool this year, there's always next year. But for everyone out there, I hope to have a nice fun March and bleed into April a little bit with some fans getting together and going over that highly coveted t-shirt. I really don't have anything else to say other than go Bearcats and
happy St. Patrick's Day.
If hopefully everybody's livers make it through the weekend.
There it is.
And it says a lot about us that none of us said that's what we were looking forward to this weekend. So
yeah, we're past those days. We're old men.
And washed up. Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm drinking this weekend, but
We'll see you guys next week.
Go Cats.
Go Buckeyes.
Go Cats.
Fuck Xavier, Michigan, and Duke.